We go to one of the legends of broadcasting, and I love having him on the show. He's a native of the Bay Area. He is the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. He is not in Arizona today. He's shoveling some snow up in Chicago, but we enjoy him. And Pat Hughes, welcome to the show today.
Marty, thank you. It's 28 degrees. The sun is shining brightly, but it feels kind of like opening day, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. To my right is Keith Moreland and Len Casper, and they're getting ready to get on the air and do the broadcast. So we miss you down here, and I know we'll see you shortly. But, Pat, one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on, of course, it's fun to talk about the Cubs, but you have put out, I think, just the most enjoyable CD, and you've put out a number of them, and they're called Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series, and it's just a terrific product. And this year, Bay Area legends Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons are featured. And Pat, I love it, and I've given some out to some of our fans. And tell us about how this came about.
Well, Marty, I grew up, as you said, in the Bay Area in San Jose, and I was there when Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons began in 1958. 1962 was a very exciting year. The Giants won the pennant. Russ and Lon were not only great announcers, but they had great teams to cover. And I think that's why I fell in love with baseball, and millions of other Northern Californians also fell in love with the game and the broadcast at that time. You had Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Orlando Cepeda and Juan Marichal and Gaylord Perry. Just a galaxy of stars. You had good winning teams. In fact, when Russ and Lon were the radio team of the Giants, Marty, you know this, the Giants had winning records every single year from 1958 all the way through 1970. And but beyond that, Russ and Lon are both Hall of Fame announcers. So you had really a dream mix of ball players, ball clubs, and broadcasters in the Bay Area at that time. And they inspired me, I think, on a subconscious level to go into broadcasting, and now I'm going to begin my 31st year here in a few weeks. But this is a labor of love. The Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons CD is called Russ and Lon Bay Area Legends. It's radio-oriented, and it's a commemorative tribute to two great, great announcers.
Well, it's fabulous, and for the fans who want to get it, well, we'll tell you how to get it, but, you know, you're listening to all the great calls of Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons. And Pat, what I liked about it, I'm going to give Willie Mays a copy of this this week so he can hear it. It's almost like a timeline of New York Giants, San Francisco Giant baseball. And I'm happy that I was part of it with a little bit of Lon Simmons' interview in there. But putting it together, how do you get all this stuff?
You got to dig, Marty. You have to kind of know what you're looking for before you even begin. That helps. But I'm fortunate that I know a lot of people who save these old highlights. There's a great friend by the name of John Miley in Evansville, Indiana. The Hall of Fame itself is a resource. I've been a collector my whole life. But the track that I really love on the Russ and Lon CD is called SF Giants Memories. It's got really just a list of highlights that I guarantee will bring back flood of memories. If you're old enough, you've got May's fourth home run in that one game in Milwaukee at County Stadium in 1961. You've got May's setting the all-time National League home run record. Russ makes the call in 1965. It's home run number 512. Gaylord Perry's no-hitter against St. Louis. He outdueled Bob Gibson in a 1-0 game. You've got May's in 1969 becoming the first man ever to achieve both 300 stolen bases and 300 homers. You've got Lon calling May's 600th home run off Mike Corkins in San Diego in 1969. One of the highlights I love, Marty, is Willie Mays scoring from first on a bunt by Willie McCovey. It turned into a double, but they used to shift against McCovey, and he pushed one on the artificial turf at Candlestick right down the third baseline. It rolled out toward the left field bullpen area, and Mays actually scored from first on a bunt. But it's a great call by Russ Hodges. Then you got Mays' 3,000th hit You've got a segment where the day Mays was traded, Lon Simmons devotes his entire pregame show to that story. And then there's a call by Lon of Heidi Cruz homer in 1978. It was Heidi's first at-bat as a Giant, and it's a very memorable call. But there are others on that track. But just that track alone will bring back a ton of memories of Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons.
Boy, great stuff. Pat Hughes is with us. Pat, how does someone get this? And you've done other voices as well, and I want you to tell the fans about them too. But how does someone get it? Because people listening, after hearing that timeline, I'm saying to myself, all right, Mike Corkins, Mike Wagner, 3,000 hit. I'm trying to remember all this stuff. How does somebody go and get it?
Well, Marty, you're a great historian, by the way. I was telling you the other night, I was impressed. Last summer, we were in San Francisco the night that Johan Santana of the Mets pitched a no-hitter against the Cardinals. But we're watching it there in the press room in San Francisco, and you said he is the first National League New York pitcher to throw a no-hitter in New York since Sal Magley. And you didn't have any reference books or computers in front of you. That was off the top of your head. I was very, very impressed.
I saw it on TV.
Well, you impressed me. The CDs are available at baseballvoices.com, baseballvoices.com. There's a customer service line there if you run into any snags. And we also have a special right now. You can save $2 on every order from now until opening day on April 1st. So the total cost, and again, we offer free shipping, for $12.95, you can have a CD delivered right to your residence. Again, go to baseballvoices.com. But it's got, in addition to Russ and Lon calling all kinds of Giants highlights, it's got Lon doing a little bit of work with the 49ers. The Steve Young run is one of the plays. The Joe Montana game-winning touchdown to John Taylor is another. You've got Russ Hodges calling some boxing action. Russ really was one of the preeminent and most prominent boxing announcers in the history of our country, and he had the assignment of calling the Cassius Clay Sonny Liston fight, the second one in Lewiston, Maine, very controversial fight. But it's got a lot of stuff. I did a lot of research. I'm proud of it. And like Lon Simmons said, and bless his heart, he's going to be 90 in July. He was one of the first to listen to the copy last autumn, and he said this is a great tribute to Russ and me. Giants fans will love it.
Yeah, baseballvoices.com. And Pat, there are others as well that you've done, and you've been nice enough to share them with me. Just give us a few of them.
Well, you've got Harry Carey and Jack Buck, my partner Ron Sato, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Dave Niehaus, let's see, who am I forgetting? Bob Prince is on there. Baseballvoices.com. They're a lot of fun.
Well, great to have you. Pat, we miss you down here, and we've got the Cubs today, and we'll see what happens, but it's a pleasure to have you on with me, and it's just outstanding what you do, and I appreciate it.
Marty, I'm happy to do it, and it's awful gracious of you to have me on. Enjoy your day of baseball down in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, nice and sunny, 28 in Chicago. Pat, thanks so much. Have a good day.
Okay, Marty, thank you.
All right, that is Pat Hughes, the voice of the Chicago Cubs. Wow. And I have it in front of me right here. In fact, if you're listening in Arizona, and if you come up to the booth, I have one right in front of me, and you'll be a lucky recipient of this wonderful CD, Bay Area Legends, Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons.